Yeah, dude.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter.
Morning. Here we go.
Yes. You got anything fun or witty to add to the
cheeky
show?
Cheeky and fun?
No? No?
I'm at the bottom of the barrel here.
This is Tuesday. We got nothing left. It's all right. It's cold. Depressing.
It's cold. It's not completely cold yet, but it's heading there. You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you have any fun winter activities lined up? You got anything geared up for the wintertime?
I'm trying to think, man. You know, here's the thing. I'm getting a little old for the snowboard. I can still board around, but I'm starting to think about it now. I'm like, you know, one fall could potentially put me in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
At that point, it didn't even need to be a big fall either. Just kind of like a little, done.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You might need to switch to skis. I think snowboarding's a young man's game. I don't think you're going to be out there like Sean White, you know, carving up the slopes.
You know, need to start facing forward is what you're saying.
That's right. Pizza. All right, you got a pizza. Don't French fry. Pizza.
Can't pizza on the snowboard, that's for sure.
I do actually plan on taking my daughter. She'll be, come that time. She'll probably be like 18 months. I figure that's good enough to get her on skis, right?
Absolutely. What are you going to do? Can she walk?
She can walk. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm sending her down like a black diamond or anything. You know,
first time. You got to learn young.
That's right. Hey, you're not going to get any, but you're not going to make it to the Olympics if you don't learn, okay? Yeah, it's fine.
Put her on the old skis, huh?
You can get her down there. It'll be good.
Can they even make skis for kids that young?
Oh, yeah. You can get tiny little skis. Tiny little skis.
I don't think they're for children. I think they're just for tiny people.
Yeah, for me? Yeah? Is that what it is, Hunter?
Hey, you guys can share skis, you know?
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
Same boot size.
Jeez.
Shove that boot right up here. No, but yeah, I think you do bring up a good point, though. I've become more cautious. I keep from, I'm still boozing on the hill, but I don't go down the big stuff anymore. The big stuff. You know, it's kind of like I'm going to take
makes me a little nervous.
Cross country skiing sounds dangerous for us right now, right? That's easy stuff. That's easy stuff.
How about like another winter job? Let's just fill it up with work. You know?
It's somewhere inside.
Instead of being inside and just sad, you know, maybe I get another job.
Well, good. Sounds like you have a very fun winter plan, Hunter.
You're a curmudgeon over here.
Good God. You stage your basement, all right? Wait till it gets warm again. Anyway, let's keep removing here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, trust the experts over at Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. What's really great is they got something for every need, every budget. If you want to do a little, you want to do a lot, you don't want to do anything at all, they got you covered with their moving services and a safe place to store it. So, what?
Not anything at all.
Did you
call them then?
I'm saying if you don't want to do any of the moving stuff, they'll handle it all.
Oh.
You idiot. Right? No, you don't deserve
Binterest. If you don't have anything to store, then why would you?
You don't deserve Binterest Moving and Self-Storage, all right? Leave it to the rest of us. Anyway, hit them up, Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, muffin buff.
Muffin buff or muffin?
Like, you know how buff. It's Guns and Roses? It's Muff and Buff. That's what it is.
Okay. Nice. That's what I was asking.
Muff and apostrophe Buff. That's what it is.
Isn't there one on the corner called Colfax? And...
What?
No, that's Scrub-a-Dub. Isn't there a shop called Muffin Buff?
Muffin Buff? No, there is not.
You just go and get your muff buffed real quick. It's like a haircut for downstairs, you know?
We need the big sander. Get it on there. No, incorrect, Hunter. Muffin buff. You want me to just tell you? I don't think you're going to
get it. Yeah, just tell me, I guess.
It's a strip club with a buffet at it.
Oh, there we go.
Right?
No, not right. No, I'm not eating food at a strip club. It's just amazing that was a thing.
Sometimes strip clubs got good food. All right?
Do they?
I don't trust the seafood there, but, you know, everything else is not bad.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't get the tuna fish sandwich, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah! Stop it. Just stop it. Have you ever eaten food at a strip club? No joke.
Yes, I have.
You have?
When I was down in Springfield working for our sister station, I did a weekly gig DJing at a strip club, and they had a small, nothing fancy, But yeah, I'd eat there. So
yeah, because it's at a strip club. Of course, it's not fancy.
No, I mean, they had some burgers, some deep fried stuff. It was good. It was good. You know,
how was the cook? What'd he look like?
A little shady, but nice guy. You know,
right?
Nice guy. Sweaty.
Imagine him being hairy and
sweaty,
full of cocaine.
But no, all in all, wasn't bad. You know, you get some tacos on stage. You get some tacos at the buffet. It was good. It's good.
Muffin buff.
Right. I don't know if I trust the all-you-can-eat buffets at a strip club, because there it seems like, I don't know, they're not keeping as close an eye on the strip club buffet.
It's too dark in that place for that thing to be clean.
Come on now. Those dirty hands on those dirty dollar bills. Get out of here.
Ah.
Example, in Vegas, we ate at the Muffin Buff for breakfast. It was great. It was great. Not getting the A-team at the breakfast Muffin Buff, but, you know, it's all right. It's all right.
Hey,
dinner
something.
And a show. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. As always, brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Hey, sports fans, get Eric.